John McCain is getting a boost today from a former rival. Rudolph Giuliani is expected to endorse Senator McCain as the former mayor formally drops out of the race. Giuliani had tried to rewrite the rule book about how to run a national campaign with major consequences. He went from leading national polls to a distant also-ran. NPR's Robert Smith tells us what went wrong.
If Rudy Giuliani is looking around today and wondering who's responsible for his lackluster presidential effort, he should listen to this guy.
I'm responsible.
That's an actor reading from the book Leadership by Rudy Giuliani. As I was following the Giuliani campaign up and down the coast of Florida, I listened to the mayor's self-help audiobook in my car.
Chapter 4. Everyone's accountable.
After a few hours of listening to it, it occurred to me Giuliani might have had more electoral success if he had just taken his own advice, at least the version from 6 years ago.
Just as an election victory needs a dozen little things to go right, a defeat can be blamed on any number of separate bad breaks.
You said it, Rudy. From the beginning of his presidential bid more than a year ago, it was the little things that got bungled. His campaign accidentally released a memo about the mayor's weaknesses. He missed opportunities to grab the best fundraisers and political advisors. Perhaps he felt overconfident because he was leading all the early polls. But Giuliani, the author, warned against that kind of hubris.
Too often, organizations base their projections on best-case scenarios.
His lead seemed so insurmountable that Giuliani felt confident enough to skip Iowa, and apparently skip page 40.
Whenever I started a new endeavor, I looked to have a clear, decisive victory as early as I could. This gave people hope.
Like the kind of hope he had for New Hampshire. Giuliani pushed hard in that state, spending $3 million on ads. But when his poll numbers started to drop, he seemed to give up.
Once you've made a decision, you must stick to it.
There was no stickiness. Giuliani went through the motions in South Carolina, Michigan, Nevada. This is a man who had whole chapters in his leadership book about consistency and vision. And yet he got mushy on his commitment to gun control and abortion rights. He never answered all those questions about his personal life. And his indicted business associate and former police chief, what was that guy's name again? Oh, yeah, here it is, page 82.
Bernard B. Carrick had a lot of new ideas and the strength of character to implement them.
Okay, that's a chapter in the book Giuliani probably shouldn't read again. By the beginning of this year, Giuliani was in full retreat, making his last stand in Florida. Even there, he strayed from his own script.
Part of what I was trying to do was change people's minds. And if you want to accomplish that, you have to stop pandering to them.
Oh, but it's so tempting out on the campaign trail. When Giuliani visited the beach, he would talk about funding a national hurricane insurance fund. When he toured Cape Canaveral, he was pushing a manned mission to Mars, all the while trying to be the fiscal conservative in the race. Voters didn't buy it. In fact, more people bought Rudy Giuliani's book than voted for him in all the primaries combined.
The last chapter, recovery.
Rudy, the campaign is over. But it's not too late, at least not too late to dust off the old manuscript and turn to page 107.
There are important skills to be learned, from picking yourself up after something goes wrong to keep moving ahead without letting it throw you off course.
You hear what Giuliani is trying to tell Giuliani here? Now is the perfect time to start writing the sequel.
This concludes the reading of Leadership by Rudolph W. Giuliani. This book was read by Jonathan Mayrose.
With a little interpretation by Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
And you can get a region-by-region breakdown of what's at stake for the other candidates. That's at our website, npr.org/elections. The other big political news today is the end of the John Edwards campaign.
Today, I am suspending my campaign for the Democratic nomination for the presidency. But I want to say this to everyone. This son of a mill worker is going to be just fine. Our job now is to make certain that America will be fine.
Edwards spoke in New Orleans' 9th Ward, saying he was stepping aside so, quote, history can blaze its path. Edwards turned in a second-place showing in Iowa, but his campaign struggled after that. He picked up 56 delegates to the Democratic convention in all, but he didn't do well in South Carolina or Florida, so today he bowed out. But in doing so, Edwards did not endorse either of his rivals, leaving him with a possible role to play as the campaign goes on.